It was during this dark period that Christ and his saints slept, according to the Peterborough Chronicle, a 12th century Anglo-Saxon text. They, the barons, sorely burdened the unhappy people of the country with forced labor on the castles, and when the castles were built, they filled them with devils and wicked men. By night and by day they seized those whom they believed to have any wealth, whether they were men or women, and in order to get their gold and silver, they put them into prison and tortured them with unspeakable tortures, for never were martyrs tortured as they were. The Peterborough Chronicle. The Peterborough Chronicle reported that the torturers hung people by their feet and smoked them over fires, or strung them up by the thumbs with chain mail armor strapped to their feet. Some had knotted cords tied to their heads, which were twisted until they broke through the skull. Others were crushed in a shallow chest filled with sharp stones and stamped on. More still were simply thrown into dungeon oubliettes full of snakes, but with no food or water. The war seemed to be about to end in 1142, when Stephen trapped Matilda in her castle in Oxford. His army laid siege for several months, and food inside grew perilously scarce. It was then, just before Christmas, that Matilda made a daring nighttime escape, dressed in a white cloak to camouflage herself against the snow. Her garrison surrendered the next day, but the deadlock of the anarchy continued. In the end, it took a male heir to resolve.